Now, friends, we come to the third chapter. Now, last time we saw the birthday of the church, a day that can never be repeated, the day of Pentecost. The day before Pentecost, there was no church. The day after Pentecost, there was a church because the Holy Spirit had become incarnate now in believers. He wanted to fill them with His love, power, and blessing for service. And this is the place where we are, a very important place in the early church now. And you could never repeat Bethlehem, and you can't repeat Pentecost. But we do need today the power of the Holy Spirit, but we don't have to seek Him. Thank God He's in the world, convicting the world, restraining evil in the world, but He's also indwelling believers. Now, in this third chapter, we have, first of all, the healing of the lame man in the first 11 verses. Then we have in verses 12 through 26 the appealing and revealing address of Simon Peter. And then we have believing 5,000 men. And this is a tremendous section, by the way. Now, as we get into this section, let me begin to read. Verse 1, Acts 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. Now they went up apparently at the time of the evening sacrifice when the high priest went in, or rather was formerly the high priest, but you find out in the Gospel of Luke that Zacharias went in. He was not really the high priest, but he served at the golden altar, and that golden altar of incense speaks of prayer. And so this was the time of prayer, and that meant that a great company were there in the temple area praying. And we're told, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now this lame man was a man who had been lame from his mother's womb. He was born this way. And he was brought every day, put there at the gate of the temple. And what a contrast. He was put by the gate that's called Beautiful. Here is a beautiful gate, the work of man. Here is a man, though, that's marred. A man can make beautiful things, but he can't improve himself. He can't do a work there at all. Oh, he can do a little bit of trimming on the outside. He can get his hair cut and his fingernails manicured and take a bath now and then and use some deodorant. But my friend, he never can change that old nature that he has. What a contrast here. The beautiful gate of the temple, and here is a man, a lame from his mother's womb. Now he was there to beg for alms. This was the way that he lived, of course.